Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to have Moira Snyder today on my podcast on The Megaphone. Moira is a high school student, but she is a part of the student media here at George Mason University. What is interesting for me, and I hope for you, is that Moira is interested in journalism and media since high school. And that is why she's willing to work as an intern, to be an intern here at the student media so young. I got her on my podcast and we talked about what motivates her to become a journalist at so young age, and I was asking her about her opinion on other high school students here in the United States. She was pretty much informed about the media sector and journalism, and I hope, I'm sure actually, that you will like this interview. Moira Snyder, today on my podcast, The Megaphone. Moira, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So what's interesting about you is that you're still in high school and you're working here at Student Media at George Mason University as an intern, right?
Yes, I work with Fourth Estate helping write the articles.
Okay, so can you tell me what exactly is your daily job, daily activities, the responsibilities here at Student Media?
Well, currently I've been writing and doing the spread for Welcome to Mason, which is the 6-week kind of festivities around campus where they have all those events that welcome the new students, and it's really fun with all those.
So how come you become part of student media?
How come I did, or
yep.
How did I? I took an interest in it because I've always had an interest in writing. And I thought it'd be a good opportunity to reach out. And Catherine, the director, reached out to me and offered to
How do you like it so far?
Oh, I love it. Ever since the first day, I'm a shy person naturally, and I was really like timid, and everybody was welcoming and they accepted me.
Okay, I know that you do some journalistic work at your high school also, in your high school paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you do there?
I started off in freshman year just as like a little kind of I don't know how to describe it, kind of like a little observer, just learning everything. And then sophomore year, I became viewpoint editor, which is the opinion articles and such. And I wrote for the section A World Today, which I wrote about all the hard topics in the world, such as like xenophobia was my first major article that I loved to do. It was about a boy who just wanted to show his science teacher about a watch he made, but his teacher thought it was a bomb because he was Muslim and such. So it was really, and I have continued doing that since then.
Mm-hmm. You're still working in the school paper, right?
Yeah, but we have a small staff. It's not a huge thing. My school's really small.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 1,100 kids. And where we're located in Noakesville, it's a small community. So the newspaper's a small staff. We only had 11 kids this year. So the junior staff members were the ones who were running it. And that included, along with myself, 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up editing every piece of work.
Okay, so what did you learn as a writer and what have you learned as an editor? Because that progresses as you said.
From freshman year, I learned that you have to separate yourself from what you write. Because as a journalist, you can't always be opinionated. Like, you can't always write about what your view is. You have to just write the news. You have to deliver the news to the people.
And what about as an editor? What's the difference? Have you seen any difference?
As an editor, yeah. I see a lot of people putting in a lot of what I just said, and I have to keep reminding them that this is not you. You have to separate yourself.
Can you make any difference, or can you see any similarity between the high school newspaper and here the Fort State newspaper, the university newspaper that are made by students, not high school students?
There are some similarities, but I think there's a huge difference between...
What's the difference,
college,
in your opinion?
Well, the environment is completely different. There's more space, obviously, and there's better equipment, and everyone is more serious in college. There's more topics, and the staff is more able to write about what they want, whereas in high school it's more...
What you need.
I wouldn't say what you need, it's more censored.
So you feel more free, like,
yeah,
in this kind of environment, right?
Yeah.
So what is that motivates you personally to be part of this kind of organization? Because as you said, this is mainly student organization.
I don't know. I've always wanted to be involved in something like this. From a young age, I've always loved writing and reading. I've always been that kid who wrote just for the fun of it. And I always loved knowing what's going on in the world. I loved knowing everything. I was that person.
Is there any, do you know any other students from high school that have interest to work voluntarily in any other fields, not just in the media field?
Yeah, my friend actually, she wants to be a nurse, and so the local hospital near where I live, she volunteers there on a weekly basis, and she does a lot of stuff there. I can't specifically tell you that, but she was able to get a serious, like, volunteer.
What do you think, why students are doing this from so young age?
Because I think it's a good opportunity to be able to experience it and get a feel for what you want to do in your life. Because everybody from a young age, I know I was pressured into, like, thinking, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do? And at first I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a teacher. No, I want to write. And
that is the main reason, right? Yeah. Because you want to get experience.
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me what have you learned so far in student media, except those things like writing or those journalistic things? Have you learned anything else?
I've learned that people can be really nice, I guess. They can be really welcoming. And college is not what people make it out to be sometimes. As a senior, some people get like, oh no, I'm going to college next year, I'm really scared and everything, and I'm already looking at colleges and I'm like getting intimidated and such, and I'm coming here and I'm like, everybody's so nice and welcoming, and it's just amazing.
Okay. Do you think that your knowledge from here is going to help you in your professional life, and how?
I do, because Jason's been really helpful and so has Lottie. They've been able to sit and actually talk with me about the different spreads and how to use them, and about the different, like, technical stuff with how to write. And to me, that's very helpful, because at school, my teacher, although I loved her, she wasn't always fully able to give me that kind of education. And I thought that was really helpful, and I will definitely take that.
So are you now interested in majoring journalism or communication because of being here?
Yeah, all my colleges I'm looking at, it has to have it. It has to have it, because I'm not gonna look at a college that doesn't have it. It's my main goal in pursuing my next step.
So you want to become a journalist?
I do, whether it be online or in the paper or whatever, I want to do it.
Okay, do you have any advice for high school students who hope to follow a similar path?
I say just do it. Don't listen to other people. Just do it.
What about for those who are afraid, as you said, for someone might the university environment seems a little bit terrifying?
I would say you gotta at least give it a shot. It was hard for me, and I'm kind of like an introvert. I don't like going and stepping out of my little bubble, and it's kind of ironic considering the
we're doing an interview.
Yeah, and the career choice I wanted to go into, but they should go. They should do it. Like, it's if you're seriously considering it, you should.
Why?
Because if you're really interested in it and you are seriously considering that for the next choice, the next chapter of your life, then you're never going to find out if that's the right path for you if you don't take a chance in it.
And I did not ask you why do you love journalism? I know that you love to write and stuff, but why do you love the profession in general? Do you think that with this kind of profession that you can change something in the society, in the world? Do you consider it that way?
I like to think that. I mean, I'm pretty open with my beliefs and my opinions, and I think that recently I would hope to make a difference in what's happening around the world.
Okay, Moira, thank you for your interview.
Thank you for having me.
You were listening to the interview with Moira Snyder, a high school student and intern at Student Media George Mason University. She's so devoted to journalism and media and so passionate about it, and I'm sure that she's going to inspire a lot of young people to realizing their dream and finding their passion. My name is Igor Stoyanov, and that was all for this episode of The Megaphone. Listen to this podcast on the website of WGMU Radio, but also this podcast is broadcasted internationally in Macedonia on UGDFM Radio. Thank you all for listening.